You're listening to CICK News Election Coverage 2025. This program is part of the Alt Election 2025 National Election Project, coordinated by the NCRA-ANREC. This initiative is supported by the Covering Canada Elections 2025 Fund in partnership with the Public Policy Forum, Reedy Hall Foundation, and the Michener Awards Foundation. The content reflects local perspectives and does not imply endorsement of any political party. Log on to altelection.ca, that's altelxn.ca, for more national coverage. I'm Daniel Messick with CICK News and 93.9 FM in Smithers, BC. Look us up at smithersradio.com. Here in Northwest BC, the region by size is larger than Poland, and politically speaking, it's known as the riding of Skeena-Bulkley Valley. There are around 67,000 eligible voters in the region, and the best turnout was a decade ago in 2015, when more than 69% of voters cast their ballots. The NDP won and have held this riding for more than 20 years. The incumbent, Taylor Bacharach, is a former mayor of Smithers, a major economic hub in Northwest BC, but with only about 5,500 people. Bacharach is seeking his third term as the region's member of parliament, originally elected in 2019 after longtime MP Nathan Cullen bowed out for provincial politics. Then Bacharach was elected in 2021 with more than 42% of the vote. Other candidates in the region include the Liberals' Inderpal Dhillon, currently a councillor in the city of Terrace, who could split the left vote along with the Green Party's Adina Young from Haida Gwaii. On the right side of the political spectrum, the Christian Heritage Party's national leader Rod Taylor will be looking for his usual 3% of the vote. And for the Conservatives, a blue wave has been forming as of late. Ellis Ross is the Conservative challenger and is poised to win Skeena-Bulkley Valley. The former Haisla Nation chief councillor is credited with leading the Haisla to being part of the largest industrial project in Canada in years, with the LNG Canada project in Kitimat, BC. He's also a former opposition member for the BC Liberals in Victoria for the provincial riding of Skeena and has been gaining popularity for years. After 20 years in NDP hands, Ross is proving to be the toughest competition for the NDP in Northwest BC, which will have Bacharach fighting for every last vote on April 28th. During the campaign, five community all-candidates debates were scheduled throughout the riding in Burns Lake and Houston to the east, and Terrace, Kitimat, and Prince Rupert in the west. Early on, Conservative candidate Ellis Ross said he wouldn't be attending any of the debates except the one in Kitimat, but after being confronted by a group of locals following a no-show in Terrace, he committed to attending the remaining debates. Still, voters only saw three out of five candidates debate. The Green Party candidate Adina Young lives on Haida Gwaii, which is hard to travel from. However, the Liberal candidate, who lives in Terrace, didn't show up at any debates. The polling website 338 Canada projects that the Liberals and the NDP will split the vote here in Skeena-Bulkley Valley, never mind the national polls, which are projecting an almost total collapse of the NDP, which could lose official party status, which requires 12 seats or more in the House of Commons, a concerning forecast to say the least. This will be one of the tightest political competitions the riding of Skeena-Bulkley Valley has seen in decades, but it's not over until the polls close at 7 p.m. Pacific time on April 28th. You've been listening to CICK News Election Coverage 2025. This program is part of the Alt Election 2025 National Election Project, coordinated by the NCRA-ANREC. This initiative is supported by the Covering Canada Elections 2025 Fund in partnership with the Public Policy Forum, Reedy Hall Foundation, and the Michener Awards Foundation. The content reflects local perspectives and does not imply endorsement of any political party. Log on to altelection.ca, that's altelxn.ca, for more national coverage. I'm Daniel Messick with CICK News and 93.9 FM in Smithers, BC. Look us up at smithersradio.com. Thanks for listening.